We will learn a story about Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was a Tana who was famous for his piety. He was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's father-in-law. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai married his daughter. And he was a tremendous tzaddik. We will learn other stories about his piety, his dikduk, his care in performing mitzvot to help others. We are told that there was once a time that two paupers came to the city of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and when they were collecting, the people didn't have much to give them, so they gave them some barley so that they could make bread. They saw that they didn't do too well in that city, so they wanted to go on to another city where hopefully they'd do better. They had the barley and they didn't want to schlep it, they didn't want to carry it with them to the other city where they'd collect and hopefully they'd do better. So they went to the rabbi, they went to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and they asked him if they could leave their barley by him, that he should watch it for a while until they go to the other city, they collect over there, and then they'll come back and they'll collect their sacks of barley. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair agreed to watch their barley, and they went to the next city, but in the next city they were also unsuccessful, so they continued to another city, and to make a long story short, they completely forgot about the barley. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is waiting. Days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, and they don't come back. A year passes, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, you know, if I leave it in the storage house for much longer, it's going to rot. The mice are going to eat it. Maybe. So he said, by the time they get back, there'll be nothing left for them. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair went out to the field. He plowed the field and planted the barley. The barley grew, and the poor people haven't come back yet. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair harvests it, puts it in these large sacks, and he's waiting for the poor to come back. Another year passes, and they don't come back. Again, Rabbi Pinchas says, what am I going to do with their barley? It's going to rot. So he plants their barley. Now he has more barley to plant, and he fills more sacks. And so it happens year after year. He's waiting for these poor people to come back, and each time they don't come back, so he plants more barley on their behalf. It reached a point where he had to build them their own silo. They had so much grain, they had so much barley. 7 years pass, and the two paupers come back to the city. They're very hungry. And one of them remembers, hey, a long time ago we left our barley by Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Maybe it's still around. So they said, you know what? Even if it's not so fresh, at least we'll have something. So they go to Rabbi Pinchas and they say, maybe you can give us back the barley we gave you to watch 7 years ago. And when Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair saw them, he was happy. He said, sure, I'll give them, but you can't carry them on your own. Bring some donkeys, bring some camels. You have so much grain to take. And he took them to the silo and he said, all this is your two sacks of barley. He gave them the tremendous sacks filled with barley, and he didn't ask for anything for his work. The aniyim, they ate, they were satiated, they were able to sell it, and that's how Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair helped them out. Here we see one story about the tzidkos of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. There are many stories. They appear in the Midrashim, they also appear in the Gemara, about the great acts of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Not only was he a great Talmid Chacham, but he was also a tremendous tzaddik.